Tapestry producer Karma Jolly sat down with three members of the Toronto group Beyond Belief to find out why they think removing God from the 12 steps is vital to their recovery.
The 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. My name is Joanne. I'm an alcoholic. I started to go to AA in 1984. I got sober in 1986, and I've been sober for 25 years. I was using and selling drugs. My ex-husband was on the run from the law. I was living under an alias and constantly looking over my shoulder. I had the kind of childhood that they make TV movies out of. It was pretty horrific. That's not why I'm an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic, I believe, because it's a hereditary disease. But the circumstances that I was raised under caused me to feel shame, anger, hurt. And so I honestly believe that alcohol and other substances kept me alive until I reached the program.
My name is Roger, and I'm an alcoholic. I've been involved with AA for about 2 years now and have about a year and a half of sobriety. What happened to me is my life fell apart. I had, for a number of years, drank a considerable amount of alcohol and gotten away with it. And if I could have, I would have continued that way. The problem is that it's a progressive disease, and it gets to a point where your life is being ruled by alcohol. At that point, you really don't have a choice. I really didn't have a choice. It was either die or find a way to stay sober. It's a pretty stark option.
My name's Joe. I'm an alcoholic. I joined Alcoholics Anonymous in 1976. I was a teenage alcoholic, and so other people identified that this kid has a problem. He's not going to make it. I had, you know, periodic problems with, you know, getting thrown in the slammer overnight and being found face up in my own vomit and rushed to the hospital. And so it was suggested that, you know, maybe someone like me really shouldn't drink. So I was 14 at my first meeting and 16 when I got sober. I've been sober 12,790 days. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him.
The Gnostic interpretation. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of the AA program.
Without God, how does it work?
A lot of people who have a very strong theistic belief wonder, how do you get sober without God? We've interpreted some of the steps in a non-theistic way. Why did we do that, or why did we feel a necessity to do it? For some people, it is really a creed issue. I don't believe in a deity. I'm not going to talk like I do. The program requires me to be rigorously honest. I need to tell my story in a way that is true to me. So this is a way that is true to agnostics. I have not so much a higher power, but an inner power, an inner voice that I get my guidance from. And that works for me. And how I actually do that isn't that different than someone who kneels down to pray to get guidance from God. That works for them. This works for me. If it stops working for me, I'll try another way. I'm not being stubborn about it. It's just natural.
When I first entered the rooms of AA, there was a lot of talk, I found, of God. I wanted to get sober, but I didn't want to particularly have to accept the beliefs of other people or particularly to deny my own. When you have people who are coming into AA that vulnerable, that can drive them away. My first experiment with being honest was not joining in when the Lord's Prayer is said at the end of a meeting. I just decided I couldn't do that anymore. if, as Joe suggested, honesty is important, then I couldn't stand up and recite the Lord's Prayer. And that did not win me friends in AA. That did not win me friends. But it was interesting because one of the things I discovered very quickly was that a number of people would come up to me after the meetings when I would refuse to say the Lord's Prayer, and they'd say, I can't believe you did that. I just do it because everybody else does it and because I'm afraid they'll get angry with me if I don't. There is a reluctance that many, many people have. We're not even talking now about the people who will run out of the room screaming because of the God bit in the rooms of AA. But the ones who do stay, there's often a reluctance to be honest and to be candid about their beliefs or their lack of beliefs. And that's a problem.
When I was first getting sober, I was willing to grasp onto anything. I was dying when I first came into the program. And as I got sober, I started to grow as a human being. I started to question everything. I have that kind of mind that wants to read about, wants to know about. So it's not that I reject mainstream AA. I don't. I am grateful for it. I still go to mainstream AA meetings. I find comfort there. For me, going to agnostic meetings means that I am integral. I'm finally at a meeting where I can be completely integral because I don't believe in any religious God. I often don't really know what I believe in.
So is it the use of the word God, or is it the fact that it's a higher power above what we are? What is the actual problem?
For me, it was asking something else, whatever that else was, to keep me sober. For me, it was, I'm responsible for my sobriety. I'm responsible for finding out what it is that's going to keep me sober and then going ahead and doing that. So, for example, I can't get sober in a vacuum, as it's been said here today. I need people. So it's my responsibility to get up and go to a meeting and tell the people that I'm with the truth about myself. I just can't abdicate that responsibility to something else. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character.
The agnostic interpretation, we're ready to accept help in letting go of all of our defects of character.
AA is well known for its emphasis on a higher power. So as an agnostic, why go to AA in the first place?
Why AA meetings? Well, first, there are a lot of them. There are something like 500 of them in Toronto on any given week. That's a lot of meetings. The other thing is I've just finished reading a book called The Spirituality of Imperfection about AA. And, you know, it's just so great to be in a room full of people who accept you the way you are, a room full of people who have been where you've been, a room full of people who are lending you their support without any reservation whatsoever. So the fellowship, let's not underestimate the value of the fellowship in terms of maintaining one's sobriety.
Agnostic groups have been part of Alcoholics Anonymous since the mid-70s. There have always been agnostics or atheists in AA. Conversion isn't a requirement. Understanding when AA came up with a God as we understand him, it was to be inclusive. So I say this jokingly, so Catholics and Protestants could get sober. But now we live in a bigger world where there are Buddhists, there are Hindus, there are Taoists, there are atheists, there are secular humanists, and these people can get sober the same way believers do by going through the same 12-step process. Just they need to find a way to make it work for them. No two people work the program the same way. Our sobriety is as individual as our thumbprint.
What is it about a regular meeting, though, that does not provide that? Step three says, God as I understood him. I mean, isn't that the same thing?
A lot of people joke that, you know, when they were new, their first higher power was G-O-D, stood for a group of drunks, or good orderly direction, and that was a starting place for them. And for many people, it is. But a spiritual path is a circular journey. It's not a linear journey, as far as I interpret it. And I've tried a number of different things. I've tried prayer. I've tried a number of different readings from Buddhism and Christianity and Taoism and all these sorts of things. And I get something out of all of them. But it just comes down to the fact that I don't know for sure there is or there isn't a higher power, but I don't feel that interference in my life. I feel that that stuff comes from that sort of quiet meditation. That's where I get my direction.
What about you, Joanne? Why AA?
Well, again, I didn't do a lot of research when I first came in. I was taken to my first meeting, and I found mine was an emotional connection. I found some hope there. People told their stories, and I found some hope. And I connected with other human beings. I was completely isolated in my, not necessarily in my daily life. I had people around me, but my heart was isolated. I was cut off from other human beings. So in AA, I've been able to build bridges. You know, I don't want to paint this horrible picture that AA is like that. Some people are. Most people don't even give it a second thought.
Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings.
The Gnostic interpretation? Humbly sought to have our shortcomings removed.
There are some who say that if you take the higher power out of the steps, it's no longer the 12 steps. How do you respond to that?
There are principles that are involved in each of the steps. Embracing those principles in my life, that's what's changed me. The person that I was before I came into the 12-step program was a person that needed to drink and use drugs in order to survive, or I would have committed suicide. So now I have this way of living that encompasses honesty, forgiveness, acceptance of other people. That's what has helped me maintain sobriety. And it's worked for me. I've been sober for 25 years. Sober and happy and content and a productive member of society. And I've grown. I'm certainly not the person that I was when I came in my 30s. I'm not that person anymore. I like the person that I am today. You know, I can look at myself in the mirror today and feel good about myself.
That you need to access resources other than yourself? Absolutely. Absolutely. That can be a radical kind of acknowledgement of another source of power or a force that drives you or an energy that motivates you. Those are other ways of saying higher power. Those are real too. Commitment to others. How does that sound as a higher power? A commitment not to get in your car drunk. Yes, you need something beyond your own self-obsession. I drank for years to anesthetize because I didn't like the world. I didn't like being in the world. One of the essentials for me of recovery is to accept that I live in the world and try and find a way to do that that is helpful not just to me but to other people, that is respectful of the opportunity to be alive and exist and to care about other people and be cared for and to live in a world that has value and to understand its value and to appreciate its value. Is that all a higher power? What is that? Well, it's one of the forces, one of the energies, one of the drives, one of the visions, one of the ways that I managed to stay sober and to stay clean.
I guess the fear is that removing the God component brings the danger of becoming drunk again. People are afraid that if you tamper with the steps at that level, you're just going to end up drunk.
Well, then those people believe that tampering with the steps brings a danger of getting drunk again should then not tamper with the steps.
What do you think?
People have a tendency to think, well, you know, if you don't do it this way, how do you know it's going to work at all? And everyone's working it their own way. So it works if you work it, is another expression you hear in AA all the time. And it's the same hard work, just less delegating.
Joanne?
I think if I stopped trying to be a good human being, then I would be in danger of getting drunk. If I stop being of service, if I stop being honest about how I feel and what's going on in my life, if I started to believe that I could do it on my own, then I might be in danger of getting drunk.
Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us, and the power to carry that out.
The agnostic interpretation, sought through mindful inquiry and meditation to improve our spiritual awareness, seeking only for knowledge of our rightful path in life and the power to carry that out.